Hello, family and friends. I'm excited here for day six with Dr. Chris Howland and his wife, Pastor Vicki. We're excited to have them here again today. And I'm going to kick it over to Pastor Chris.
So she mentioned passive faith on our last time together. I think she might ought to share a little bit more about that, Greg, if you wouldn't mind.
Amen.
I didn't get to share all about the active faith and passive faith about having children.
Yeah.
I audited a college level class, Old Testament survey. That's what it was called. And, this sounds like everybody wants to be part of that, right?
Woo-hoo.
And I went in there, and it was my pastor who happened to be teaching that topic. And he said that the Israelites stood on the other side of the Jordan, and they could see the promised land. They could see what had been promised to them. They knew that what God had said about it was true, because they could look into it
they could see it from where they were.
And they could say, that's mine.
Yeah.
God promised that to me. But unless they actually physically took steps, they were never going to enter the promised land. They had to physically walk. They had to take steps. They had to step into the Jordan for the Jordan to dry
roll back,
up, roll back, correct, and for them to be able to walk across the Jordan, which was at flood stage. So the thing that I got from that on that day, after all of those years and prophecies to me about the having children, and we still had none, was I said, that's it. I'm going home, and I'm doing some business in the spiritual realm. And I got into my prayer closet, and of course, I was crying in the midst of that prayer. And I said, devil, don't you think for one second that these tears have anything to do with weakness. And I command you to get your hands off our children.
Yes.
You release
That's
us
right.
right now and release these babies to us.
Woo-hoo.
And we were pregnant very soon after that.
And it wasn't just prayer. So just don't think that your babies come out of the prayer closet, because there was lots of kissing involved.
There were physical steps
the doctor told her, he said, well, Mrs. Holland, you need to go home and know your husband today.
Well, that's another part of the story that I had determined. People gave me information all the time. They gave me all kinds of negative articles. They told me all the time, you ought to adopt because you can't have children.
Yeah.
And they would give me articles about it. And I would just, any good or bad, anything anybody gave me, I chucked it in the trash, because I stood on the word and I didn't want anything messing with my faith. And the Lord spoke to me and told me to go buy a book. And I said, no, Lord, I'm not going to go buy a book, because I've read tons of books. They're all completely negative. They say, if you can't have a baby, this is wrong with you, or that's wrong with you, or the other thing's wrong, and you can't get these things fixed. So I said, I'm not reading any more books. And he said, go get this book. And I said, I'm not going to go get this book, because the book's in a store that we're actually boycotting right now, because of whatever, I don't even know, but the Christian community was boycotting this store. And the Lord said, go buy this book. And I went in and I bought a book, and it was 100% positive. And I devoured it in a matter of a couple of hours. And I had a massive list of questions based on what I had read in that book for my OBGYN, which I had an appointment with the next day. So I went in with this massive list of questions, and this guy was God sent. It was a God connection. I went in. He spent 45 minutes with me.
What doctor does that?
Yeah.
Not even moving. Not even like hedging. No body language of, I got to be done with this, and you've got to get out of here, and I've got to move on. 45 minutes with me before he did the actual examination I was there for. And I told him how much I appreciated that, because up to that point, every doctor that knows that you've had a miscarriage wants to just tell you all kinds of horrible things about how, you know, you're at high risk and what high risk means for you. And I don't need to hear that. So what this doctor said was, I understand what it feels like to be on the other side of the table. His wife had been pregnant and delivered their child at 6 months of pregnancy, and the baby was 2 pounds, and the baby survived. And he said, I know what it feels like on the other side of the table, and I determined I'm never going to be that guy. So he told me nothing negative, answered all my questions, and told me at the end of that examination that I needed to go home and know my husband.
And he meant that
in a spiritual sense.
So just for clarity, you cannot read a book and get pregnant. You have to know your husband.
And I told the doctor, I cannot come home and know my husband right now.
But as a farmer, you'll understand this, growing up on a farm, there comes a time when the man feels like he should have a tag in his ear and be branded. You start to feel like a stud bull after a while. He's put out to pasture. So
I told the doctor I could not go home and know my husband right then because my husband was at home with a fever in bed with flu and cold symptoms. And it was not good. It was not a good situation. He said, you can get over a cold. You go home and know your husband. And I went home and threw my arms up and said, I'm here, baby.
And the baby said, I'm here, Mom and Dad. Because that was the day. Praise so God has, he definitely worked that day, that's for sure. Amen. So that's good. So passive and active faith. You just really, if you're listening today, you got to kick your faith into action. There is a peacefulness about passive faith because you're not really doing anything. You're not playing a part or you're just believing. And I get it when people say that. But there comes a time when you know the enemy's trying to steal from you and take what God said you can have. One of the powerful things that I've learned as a believer and as a pastor and a preacher for many years is when you hear great faith preachers say, I just believed God. I just believed God. The backstory that you're not hearing is I had times of weeping. I had times of laying in the floor crying out saying, oh God, if you don't answer my cry, I don't know what I'm going to do. There were times of getting angry,
fighting
and frustrated, knowing that you're doing everything you can and you need God to come through. Yeah. There are times of simply walking through very intense, pressured up moments of stress because you need God to answer that need at the very moment that you're crying out to Him. Yeah. And He always has. Yeah. So just don't let that, I just believe God, even in our testimony, we could say, and we just believe God, man, boom, there was a baby.
Yeah.
Well, no, 7 years later, 7 years of buying, I'd love to have the money to even tithe on, which we did tithe on it, but I'd love to have the money that was spent on pregnancy tests every month that she believed she was pregnant. What are you saying? And the letdown that came month after month after month. And maybe you're not believing God for children right now. Maybe you're believing God for your ministry. Maybe you're a pastor right now. You need God to come through financially. Maybe you're a pastor right now and you've got a building that you need. You're asking God that you and your congregation can move into. Maybe right now you're believing God to heal your marriage. Maybe right now you're believing God for a better job. But man, be aggressive with your faith.
Yeah.
Speak the word about those things. Get into action. Cry out to God. Confess it. Go over to the job that you're believing God for. Point at the building and begin to declare. Learn everything about the company that you want to go to work for. Learn everything about the position that you want to be promoted to.
Amen.
But be aggressive with your faith. Don't be passive.
Amen.
Amen.
That was powerful. You know what? In my heart there, you meet so many Christians. God bless them. You know, that they, well, must be God's will for me not to have kids or whatever their desire is. And we've got the will of God. It's called the B-I-B-L-E.
That's right.
And it's certainly His will for us to be fruitful and multiply.
Started out from the beginning.
Come on. Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here right
now. That's right.
Well, if you would pray, please.
Father, we thank You again for Your word
and
for faith. And Lord, we thank You that the earth and the worlds were formed by faith. Your spoken word, what You spoke into existence. Everything on this planet is built, designed, made by faith. So we thank You that we don't just lay back and take kind of the lazy way around, but Lord, we're aggressive with your word, with our prayer life, and with our confession unto salvation in everything, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, folks, you can contact pastors at their church website, tfhindy.com. And folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.